This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. The storm barreled into the Atlantic after plowing across Florida, whipping up a barrage of tornadoes that led to 4 deaths and more than 3 million power outages. With more on that, ABC's Eva Pilgrim's in Orlando.
We saw transformers blowing left and right, and there's a lot of power out in the state of Florida. Some 3.2 million households are waking up without power here. Tampa Electric saying 70% of their customers don't have power right now.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says one of the big focuses now is also on gas.
Ensuring that fuel is flowing. Hopefully we get our gas stations and big box stores and everything open very quickly. I'd imagine that will likely happen and just get people back on their feet.
Milton made landfall about 8:30 Eastern last night in Siesta Key, south of Tampa. The storm surge, predicted to be as high as 15 feet in Tampa at one point, didn't get nearly that high. This is ABC News. Despite Tesla facing scrutiny over its autonomous technology, the company will unveil a self-driving taxi at an event in Burbank, California.
Earlier this year, a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration analysis of more than 900 crashes where Tesla's autopilot system was active found the tech likely contributed to more than 460 of those crashes. Patrick George with Inside EV says that will hang over Tesla's robo-taxi event.
This all speaks to what a risky bet this is for Tesla, and that they're kind of going all in on a very unproven technology and are making very clear that's what they see the future as, and they've got to deliver.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Amazon's launched AI-powered shopping guides. The guides offer customized product suggestions on Amazon's mobile app and website for over 100 categories, from headphones to skincare. The feature also provides shoppers with reviews and insights to make purchases, they say, easier. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 75 for tonight, clear and 50. Partly cloudy and quite warm Friday, a bit breezy at 81. Saturday, 64. And Sunday, 56, with spotty light showers possible. In Richland Center, on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 61 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. But you can be sure I know my part. Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those hands. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like a shadow. We'll be right back. I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver in your hair, won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like a shadow.
John Michael Montgomery, we will dedicate that to our new friend Frank Myers, who was just in the studio with the Soul Circus Cowboys, singing background and playing guitar. But that's a little ditty that he co-wrote with Gary Baker, and that was a big hit for John Michael Montgomery. And also the pop version done by All for One, and recently used in the Minions 2 movie as well. I swear. Big song. So, hats off to Frank and the band, Soul Circus Cowboys. And we're moving on with some music for you on a Thursday. Here's Darius Rucker and Jennifer Nettles.
We've been good and bad, hot and cold, been fighting mad. Solid gold, been sunny days, straight line wind. Been driven snow and guilty of sin. Been back roads lost and blue lights found. Dead or quiet, rocks not loud. Been up and down like we built on springs. We've been a lot of things, but we never been splitting up friends, splitting up records, putting up walls, burning down letters. Grass is greener 'cause there's something better waiting down the line. We never been a headlight weaving, taillights fading. So long, move on, goodbye. We never been one last long look across your shoulder. We've been a lot of things, but we never been over. Day will come.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Lady A on WRCO Radio. Celebrity birthdays today include actor Peter Coyote, who is 83. Actor-dancer Ben Vereen is 78. Also born today, singer David Lee Roth of Van Halen. He is 70. I wonder if he can still do the flying V kick. I don't know. I never could. Country singer Tanya Tucker is 66 as well. We'll play one from her coming up in just a little bit today. Also born today from Saved by the Bell and The X Factor, Mario Lopez turns 51.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
100.9 WRCO.
When I was a child down in South Carolina, soon as the Saturday sun went on down, my folks and sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got that lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just a singing the whole night through. When my folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, "Child, don't you know there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll." The day finally come when my mama said, "Hun, it's about time you came with us as well." Well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old cracked midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something stately and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband to be, they held hands and began to stroll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
Is rocking that Billabong bikini like she's sponsored, asking me if I can rub that copper tone on her. Got a couple bucks, but I'm spending them like they pesos. Might be Motel 6, but it feels like Turks and Caicos. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Ice is starting melting cause it's always getting hotter. Singing, hey, let's party like we on vacation. Hey, let's party like we on vacation. Toes up in the sand, cold in my hand. Toes up in the sand, cold in my hand. Singing, hey, let's party like we on vacation. I got my solo cup amplifier playing all my jams, in my Walgreens beach chair working on my tan. Feels like it's Jamaica and I'm sipping on some red stripe, but I'm in Decatur, baby, crushing on that. In my coconut water, party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. My eyes are starting melting, so I'll take another swallow. Singing, hey, let's party like we on vacation.
Well, I dehydrate, you know.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Hey, bartender, I need me one of those long necks. Yeah, man, that's good, about as good as it gets. Here's a 24, the jukebox, crank it up, please. Here's another 50, run a tab for me. No, that stool's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. A big jerk, but I'm here to treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk, I don't need no shrink, I don't need to dance or hear what you think.
Top. It is 62 degrees at WRCO. The time is 11:30. This news update is sponsored by Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents. Insurance designed with you in mind.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Sherry Preston. It barreled ashore on the west coast of Florida, plowed across the state, and made its way into the Atlantic. Hurricane Milton has now moved on. John Crosby is the police chief in Bradenton Beach, Florida.
We're seeing a lot of wind damage. Roofs have been compromised. We've had some structures that were compromised. They blew off the stilts.
Still, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the storm surge wasn't nearly as high as forecasters had predicted.
A lot of places in Pinellas County, they had negative storm surge because it sucked the water out of the bay. So in terms of all that, where you'd see the entire Tampa Bay area underwater, that did not happen.
President Biden monitoring the cleanup and FEMA's response.
The president is being continuously briefed. He's in contact with state and local officials, and he is pledging to stand by those impacted for as long as it takes to rescue, recover, and rebuild. His message this morning, we have your back.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. This is ABC News.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school soccer on the radio tonight. Richland Center host Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca. And we'll have the match for you beginning around 5 o'clock this afternoon. And also the pre-match show beginning around 4:55. Also in sports, veteran LeBron James questions why he and his teammates had to get on a plane and fly 1,750 miles to Milwaukee for one preseason game. The two teams meet tonight at Fiserv Forum because the Lakers' home arena is being renovated. They have had to play all their preseason games and will until the regular season goes on the road. The Bucks flew to Los Angeles for a preseason game last year, so it is a form of payback. And the Wisconsin men's hockey team drops the puck at the Kohl Center for Friday's regular season opener. The Badgers won an exhibition game in Omaha last weekend. Head coach Mike Hastings is trying to make program history with a victory. Four previous coaches did not accomplish it, but a win would mean Wisconsin's coach has opened each of his first two seasons as a winner. Lindenwood is the opponent for this weekend's Hockey Badgers. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of wonderful donations and hard at work getting everything priced on the shelves for you. With the citywide garage sales just around the corner, stay connected by following them on Facebook for updates and special sales, like buy one book, get three free, and browse their silent auction items. Visit often to enter their new weekly drawing for a $10 in-store gift certificate. Store hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Sunny and warm again this afternoon. Lows in the highs in the lower to middle 70s. For tonight, mostly clear, a low of 50, and tomorrow up to 81 and a bit breezy. Right now, 62 degrees with west winds at 2 miles per hour. Community Calendar is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. We remind you today the season finale of the Okooch Mountain Humane Society food stand is today and tomorrow from 10 until 2 each day. Animal House is located in the Richland Center Community Center parking area. Riverdale Volleyball Soup and Swine Supper, co-sponsored by 1891 Financial Life, will be held starting at 5 today at the Riverdale Elementary School and in the Commons there. The cost is $10 for a sandwich and unlimited soup. There will also be a silent auction and a 50-50 raffle. Going on Friday, the American Legion Post 383 of Lone Rock will have a broad stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm Friday through Sunday from 10 until 2 each day. The Jimmies will be playing at the Richland Center City Auditorium on Friday night. Doors open at 6 and 7 o'clock for the show. Opening will be Annie and the Crush, followed by the renowned blues band, The Jimmies. You can get your tickets locally at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Ameriprise Financial, and Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. A reminder that Fall Cleanup Day in Eagle Township will be held Saturday from 8 until noon. Attendance will be on duty. For more information, call Wes Hankey at 608-739-2988. Large item pickup in Richland Center will be held Saturday. Items included for pickup include couches, chairs, tables, carpeting, entertainment centers, and such. Items that will not be picked up include lumber or construction materials, brush, leaves, yard waste, microwaves, TVs, also air conditioner units, any computer equipment or appliances. Please have them on the curb by 6 o'clock Saturday morning. Fall foraging with Abby Lehman will be held Saturday from 9:30 until 11:45 at the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center in Spring Green. Join field school kitchen gardener Abby Lehman and explore the Driftless, learning to identify wild edibles on Phoebe Point Trail. It is open to all skill and knowledge levels. Cost to be a part is $10. Sign up at taliesinpreservation.org/events. Children's author Amber Sawyer will discuss her book, Love to Race, about her horse, Derek, and the adventures in racing. The discussion will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Brewer Public Library. Animal Blessings will be held Saturday at 4 at the front lawn of St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. All pets are welcome. For the safety of all pets, please keep your pet on a leash or safe in its carrier. A collection for Okooch Mountain Humane Society will be held. The Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming will get underway on Saturday morning with many events, and they will have the parade at 10:30. The meat animal sale will follow as well. Football action featuring the Bulldogs and Brookwood on Saturday afternoon. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a free movie at the Starlight 14 Saturday. The movie will be Inside Out 2. All are welcome to attend. Gates open at 5:30. The show will start at dusk. Savin' Livewire's 4-H reunion will be held Sunday. The potluck will begin at noon at Boaz Park. Tableware, coffee, water, and barbecue will be furnished. All families and friends of Savin' Livewire's 4-H are invited to attend and bring along memorabilia.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
22 minutes before 12 o'clock noon, as we move on toward noontime and SpaghettiOs time, this is Gabby Barrett.
In the yard, got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching the fireflies in a jar.
Tennessee boy. Get your jumbo buzz on a catamaran. Get a little bit red on a redneck. Drop a line in the bottom of a long neck. Find a boat close and get shipwrecked. With some local money, let's take the country to the beach, boy. Get around, I get around. Don't drink them down, down, drink them down. Give me the beach, boy. Get around, get around, you get around. Don't drink them down, down, drink them down. Give me the beach, boy. Get around, round, round, get around.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Last call. Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the doors Saturday, October 19th.
That's right.
Brogan's Hardware is in the final stage of the store-wide retirement sale liquidation. Now save 70% on lawn and garden, hand tools, plumbing, electrical, small appliances, Christmas, and more.
First come, first serve.
All large appliances now below dealer cost. Brogan's Do It Best wants to thank you for more than 91 years. Last call. Brogan's Hardware, Furniture, and Appliance Store closes its doors for good Saturday, October 19th.
All sales final. See store for exclusions. Cash or credit cards only.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Here is Holly Nelson with an Ithaca referendum minute.
Why we are voting yes. Ithaca is a small community that has for many years been built around Ithaca pride. Ithaca pride to me means six generations of Huff Nelson graduates. It means strong roots for educational success and high student involvement in school and community. It also means intergenerational connections that only can be gotten in small schools. It's about small class sizes, one-to-one help, knowing every student by name. It's about lifelong relationships with dedicated staff. It's about filling the bleachers, wearing purple with pride. It's about celebrating 100 plus years of strong work ethic and roots. It's foundation of why we share so much Ithaca pride. Ithaca is a strong school that has been doing many things right. As a community, voting yes allows this generation and generations in the future to continue to have exceptional education and be given the opportunities only offered in a small school.
This message has no affiliation to the Ithaca School District. Please vote yes in November for Ithaca.
WRCO 100.9.
About 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men just call him Sir. And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong and meaner than a junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler, and he like his fancy clothes, and he like with hills and diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. It's bad, bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. About a week ago, Leroy shooting dice, and at the edge of the bar sat a girl named McDonald's, and oh, that girl looked nice. Well, he cast his eyes upon her, and the trouble soon began. And Leroy Brown, he turned to mess about a mess with the wife of a jealous man. And it's bad, 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 bad Leroy Brown. Took to fighting, and when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. And it's bad, bad, bad Leroy Brown.
There's an 8-track flashback right there, a tune from Jim Croce and Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Maybe you know somebody like that. It is 65 degrees here at WRCO Studios, 9 minutes away from 12 noon today. Here's Terry Clark.
Bar and not knowing why, but it-
Terry Clark on WRCO. It's a beautiful 64 degrees here in Richland Center today.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. For several years now, we've been trying out NA beers, that's non-alcoholic, and coming up with better ones all the time. And now they've figured out how to make the beer and take out the alcohol, and we have a large supply. We're planning on doing an NA Fest, and Richland Center needs it. We have 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different kinds right now. Stop in at Old Cooch Books and Libations and try some non-alcoholic beer. Old Cooch Books and Libations, always on the cutting edge, downtown Richland Center.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
The Hub City Dirt Drags two-day event will be October 11th and 12th, moving to the Richland County Fairgrounds this year. 2 days of action-packed action. Friday will kick off at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull, over $8,500 in cash bonus prizes. Also Friday night, watch the challenge trucks on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday will kick off with a truck showing and shine from 10 until 4, and at 2 p.m., hot action on the drag tracks, with diesel trucks showing off some of the fastest drag trucks in the United States. Admission $20 a day or $30 for the weekend. Kids 12 and under free in the grandstand. Can't wait to see everybody at the Hub City October Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Online pre-registration for all drag race classes still open. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com and truck pullers register on site.
Sounds like a good time there in the old town tonight. Oh, tomorrow night and Saturday. All right, moving on toward noon. Phil Lee, hoping you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, my little goodbyes.
little